produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Gerald Polly. It's July 9, 2007, and here's Jesus, temporarily featuring God. This first segment was originally released December 6, 2002.
Nazarene, here's a question, but I'm having trouble wording it. Was the system of government that you now use to rule the kingdom of God, with you as king and the 12 apostles as your regents, in effect before you took over the kingdom of God? Or was there a different setup? And I thought you always ruled the kingdom of God.
This is also a difficult question to answer, Alora. The system of government did exist before I took over the kingdom of God. Father Abraham led the kingdom of God, and the patriarchs of the tribes of Israel were his assistants. So the basic form of government did exist. When I took over Father Abraham's place. Then as each of the apostles died, they took over one of the patriarchs' places. There was a little bit of change in duties and procedure as the centuries passed, but basically the form of government was already there. I just took it over and used it. As to me ruling heaven before I was the Messiah, I ruled the havens before I was the Messiah. But when I was the Messiah, after that, the humans had me take rule over them also. So actually, half and half, I did rule the kingdom of God in part before I was the Messiah, but after the Messiah, I ruled the entire kingdom of God. It is a little bit complicated. Things get a little bit confused sometimes because a lot of things went on in those eras, and it's hard to sort them out sometimes. But basically, both answers are true in a certain sense. But when I took over the kingdom of God, there was really very little change in the procedure of government. It's just that me and the apostles became the leaders rather than Father Abraham and the patriarchs.
How's that old expression go, Nazarene? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. You have a system that works, that is very well accepted by your people. Why mess with it? Why change it? If people are happy with it, leave it alone. It works great for you. We'll be back.
Speaker Gerald Polly here. Do you like tales of men, ships, and the sea? Have I got one for you. The River Lady, a story that I wrote some time ago that is now available free online.
The address is
voicesfromspirit.com/rl/links.htm.
We're sure you'll love it.
God here again. Linda's busy. You might hear some typing in the background now and again, but she left me another question here. Actually, it's from our friend Elgard. He asks, God, what is your real name? They have so many names for you. What one do you really prefer?
Let me see, Elgard. Well, I think what I prefer most is just simply God. That's what most of the names mean, anyway, when they're translated, is God. I am called God in many different tongues and many different forms. I have been called God throughout the ages, so that is what I really prefer. I am either addressed as simply God or God the Father, when people address me at all and don't say, Sir. So it really comes down to that, Elgard. Most of the other names for me merely mean God anyway, so what difference does it make? I prefer simply God. I am God. I am Alpha. I am Omega. I am the beginning. I am the end. I am all that is. I am God. I know you don't particularly like that one, but that's how it is. I am what I am, and that's all that I am, and I don't eat spinach. So that's what I prefer to be called, God, because that is who I am. That is what I am, and that is what I will always be. I can't be anything else. I am God. We will be back again. You can count on it.